most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show,
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning.
We are back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Now, I know you're thinking we're back. Charlamagne's late, but he's not here today.
No, Charlamagne is not here today. He's back tomorrow.
He needed one more day.
Yeah, he needed one more day.
One more day.
And happy birthday to Angela Yee. Today is Angela Yee's birthday. Give her a round of applause for her birthday.
Well, thank you for remembering.
Happy birthday, Yeezy.
It really sucks to go back to work on your birthday
that
after an extended
sucks.
Vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see a cake or a balloon or anything in the room.
Well, I found that it was your birthday when I was on my way to the club last night, and I didn't have time to prepare anything.
How did you find out then?
Somebody posted a picture and said, happy birthday, Yee, and I was like, oh, shoot, it's Yee's birthday.
Yeah, yesterday was my dad's birthday.
I seen your dad at the juice bar.
So I spent the day with my parents yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and now today's my birthday. This is the worst time to have a birthday, because it's right after Christmas, right after
New
Year's.
Yeah, nobody's really spending no money on you.
Nobody's spending any money. Mm-mm. Everybody's recovering. No
Pretty
one
much.
Wants to do anything. So it kind of like blends into all the other holidays.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
All right. Now, how was your New Year's? What you do on New Year's?
New Year's, I was in Brooklyn at this place called Brownstone. I was hosting a New Year's party. And mm-hmm. randomly, a lot of my friends came out. Everybody was hitting me like, yo, I want to come out. So when they asked me how many people at your table, I had 15 people.
Was it a big table? Or y'all were just all on top of each other?
We were moving around. So it was just a place to leave your coat.
Okay.
And to make your drinks. What about you?
Well, New Year's I spent in Jersey. I watched the ball drop with the family.
Mm-hmm.
So we counted down. I woke up the 2-year-old and 3-year-old and let them see the ball drop. They were so excited about it. And then I had a club in Jersey. But this holiday vacation was a great vacation. I really just relaxed, just enjoyed myself. I went snowboarding and snow tubing one day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So I think I saw that on the gram.
And then after that, I really hurt myself because I fell and I probably... strained some muscles that I didn't know. My back was on fire. My ass was on fire. Like, I was effed up.
Wow.
I was effed
Those
up
for
a little
bit. Those are things that you can't do when you get a certain age anymore. Your bones don't recover.
Shut up. I recovered in 2 days. I was good money after
two
that.
2 days.
And I went out to Canada to do some work. But I was good. I had a great vacation. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be talking to you guys. And we're going to be talking to
like
a lot of y'all.
It's a long time.
There's a lot to talk about. Like, I seen something on the gram, and I was like, oh, I want to talk about it. Oh, I seen this on the gram. We got a lot to talk about today.
Yeah, a lot of things happen.
All right.
Over the course of this time.
And shout out to our newest family member in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Real 96.1 Chat Town's number one for hip-hop and R&B. All right, we appreciate you guys for joining the family. Like I said, if you just joined us, Charlamagne Woo-hoo. Will be here tomorrow. He took another day. That little
he has
bastard.
Some nerve.
Yeah, bastard.
You but, know. Envy, you took an extra day before we went on vacation.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you guys?
Kind of did. All right, well, let's get the show
cracking. Do my ladies run this?
Nope.
yes, we are going to talk about Chicago. I saw Donald Trump tweeting about Chicago needing federal help. But anyway, we'll talk about why everybody's discussing Chicago and all the homicides that happened in 2016. Also, we'll talk about ISIS claiming an attack that claimed 39 lives.
For free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Start off with sports. Now, I know this was a couple of days ago, but we got to report it.
Uh-oh.
Giants beat the Redskins. Give them a round of applause. Or you could drop a bomb. Any way you want to do it. You could do both.
That's good. That means my Lions are going to make it to the playoffs.
The Lions did make it to the playoffs, and the Cowboys lost to the Philadelphia Eagles. Too bad, too sad. Don't drop nothing for them. Don't play no applause. Just let them suffer. We will play in the first round. We play the Giants play Green Bay in Green Bay, and I'm actually going to the game. They said it's going to be negative.
Oh, you're going?
Yes, I'm going to the game next week. I promised my son I would take him to a playoff game, hoping it was going to be them playing Detroit or Atlanta, but they playing Green Bay is going to be -4. I went in his room. I was like, hey, you know, Green Bay is cold. And he was like, I'm in, Dad. I'm like, ish.
But my Lions are going to be playing Seattle.
Oh, now they're your Lions. Okay, whatever team. So
that's
my
team this year.
I will be broadcasting from Milwaukee next Monday, win or lose. But hopefully it will be a win.
Okay.
All right, now, what else are we talking about on Front Page News?
We'll talk about Chicago. They have reported 762 homicides in 2016. That's about 2 murders per day. That's the most killings in the city for 2 decades. And that's more crazy than New York and L.A. combined.
Both of them?
Yes, combined.
Sheesh.
All right. They said they also had 1,100 more shooting incidents than it did last year as well. They also are saying that there's just a lot of illegal guns in the city. Police did recover 8,300 illegal guns last year, which is 20% more than they did the year before that. So Donald Trump tweeted out, Chicago murder rate is record-setting, 4,331 shooting victims with 762 murders in 2016. If mayor can't do it, he must ask for federal help.
That's sad. And you know, the crazy thing is, I got an offer to DJ a New Year's Eve party in Chicago. And I thought about it. And I thought about it. And then the money came up, and I really thought about it. I said, nah, I stay home, and I stayed home. And usually, you know, I don't turn down nothing.
Cash.
But I was like, not in Chicago. I'm just saying, I'll just wait a little bit.
I don't know. I mean, listen, I've been to Chicago quite a bit, and I've never had any issues.
Yeah, the minimum.
So, but I think it's just certain places, obviously, it's certain neighborhoods in Chicago that there's a lot of violence. And they do have to figure out what are they going to do. There's a lot of things I think that has to happen. I was talking about this yesterday. What do I think needs to happen in Chicago or what could help? But it's going to be a long road.
I don't know. Now, let's talk about what ISIS happened. What happened with ISIS?
ISIS is actually claiming the Istanbul nightclub attack. 39 people were killed in a packed nightclub. There were 600 people in the club. And the reason for the attack is revenge for Turkish military involvement in Syria. Mm-hmm. So they did claim responsibility for this attack. They've been actually attacking people over the past 18 months, but this is the first time they have directly claimed one of those attacks. It was a lone gunman, and he actually shot his way into the club.
Was he dressed like Santa?
He shot a policeman and a civilian at the door. He forced his way in with an automatic assault rifle.
Was he dressed like Santa? They said he was dressed like Santa. I thought I read that somewhere.
I didn't see him dressed like Santa.
Mm. All right. Well, rest in peace. We got nothing positive. No babies born.
There definitely were babies born, if that makes you feel better.
Okay. I guess that's a positive. All right. Well, thank you, Yee, for that horrible news on the first day back.
I'm just letting you know what's going on in the world. Later on, I'm going to talk about Soulja Boy versus Chris Brown.
Okay.
That was happening overnight.
That's entertaining. Anything else entertaining? We got to talk about Mariah Carey. That was entertaining.
We got a lot of things. There's so many things that happen, but we're going to get into it this morning, and we hope you guys are going to call us up and tell us why you're mad this morning.
That's right. 800-585-1051. If you're upset or you need to vent, maybe your holidays were horrible.
Maybe you needed an extra day like some people.
Maybe your New Year started up nasty. 800-585-1051. You call us up right now. We'll put you live on the air, right? We got some new family members in Chattanooga. So for you guys, 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. Tell us why you're mad. We'll put you live on the air. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Man, I'm pissed off because I just spent like 8 years with this one girl and she ended up wasting my time leaving, and now she's just calling me like every single day, like at 3 o'clock in the morning, just to tell me she's with another guy.
Goodness what? Gracious.
Well, she must not be too happy if she can call you at 3 a.m. to let you know that.
Hey, but the thing is, I wasted my whole time. She's on some petty things now.
Well, you gotta move on, bro. It's New Year,
move on. At least
you
guys didn't get married.
But that's the thing. We did move out and everything. Like, she came down to Florida and everything.
Why did she just leave you for somebody else, or did something happen?
You did something.
Nah, I really didn't. She was just arguing with me. She said that was too much. So I said, if you want, just leave back to New Jersey.
Yeah. Well,
she did.
New year, new life, new chick, new wife.
You say things you don't mean.
Hey.
Hello, who's this?
This is Cam calling from Jacksonville.
Tell him why you're mad.
Man, I'm not mad. I'm actually happy. My sister, first child. She had her first child in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Little baby Ava Byrne was born on January 1st.
All right. Congratulations, bro.
On New Year's, baby. Congratulations. Is that good news you wanted
there
out?
There you go. Thank you. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's good, Evie? Happy New Year. Happy birthday, Angela. It's Marcus with a K.
Marcus
with a K.
Tell him why you're mad.
That would be Carcass.
Man, I am never mad, man. It's a great year. I got a raise, making $750 a week.
Woo!
I'm doing pretty good, man.
Let's go.
Okay.
So how's everybody doing? Hey, so I want to cruise bombs for my Patriots. Come on, man.
No. That's
I thought
not
he was
going to
say
bro.
For his paycheck.
Nah, it's not going to happen. Matter of fact, we finished talking to you. Giants all
hey,
day.
Man. Y'all have a good day and be safe.
All right, Marcus. Hello, who's this?
Get that shmoney.
Hey, what's going on? It's Rick from Brooklyn. Happy New Year, Envy.
Happy New Year, bro.
Angela.
Happy New Year.
Happy birthday, Angela.
Thank you.
And tell them why you're mad.
So I'm mad because I was watching a CNN last night, and it was one of those things on Obama's legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really looking at how much, you know, how much obstacles he had to deal with during his presidency and how much of a good president he was. And it's really setting in that, you know, we're about to lose a good president for Donald Trump. And I don't care if Donald Trump exceeds expectations. He'll never live up to President Obama. So I'm just mad that, like, damn, you know, we're about to lose a really good president.
I agree with you,
and it's really, really going to set in when he makes his farewell address in Chicago.
That's what, this weekend? This week?
Yeah, I think it's on the 10th?
On the 10th. Okay. Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Walt, man.
Walt, tell him why you mad.
Hey, man. Brought in the new year on the floor, man. They was shooting guns, man. I thought I was in damn Iraq somewhere, man.
Where you from?
From VA, man. 757, man.
Oh, damn.
Hey, man, it's crazy, man. Brought in the new year, I swear, on the floor, man. Crazy, man. That's why I thought the bullets were coming through the crib, man.
Well, you be safe out there in the 757. We from Norfolk?
No, from Suffolk, man.
Suffolk, okay. Well, be safe out there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Skinny from Little Rock.
Skinny from Little Rock. Tell him why you mad, Skinny.
Man, I'm mad I ain't made it down here yet, man. God damn. No. I got a cop wake up at 5 in the morning just to hear you guys, man.
But work on that for us,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, we're working on it, man. You help us out.
Start a petition.
I've been trying, man. I've been trying real hard. Like, yo, I listen to you guys faithfully, man. It's just like, damn, I got to wait until iHeartRadio download the app just to hear you guys later on, man, or wait to it jump on YouTube. But, man, it's just like, dang, it sucks.
But we appreciate
but, yeah,
you for
I
doing that, Skinny.
You guys are down here, man.
All right, go eat some food, Skinny.
You know I will.
All right.
You know I will.
Hello, who's this?
I am so happy I got through to you guys. Uh-oh. I listen to you guys every morning on the way to work.
Uh-huh.
And like you guys said this morning, there is such depressing news being reported. And my thing is, I suggest to you guys, on the first day of the year that you're on the radio, why don't you guys have people call in and tell why they're glad?
Maybe we'll do that later. You know, maybe we'll talk to people about their New Year's.
Huh?
I said, maybe we'll do that later. We'll have people call in and tell about their New Year's.
I think they're telling why you're mad is kind of for people to get things off their chest and let it go.
I
start
know,
their day.
But you know what? We've been through such a rough year in 2016. People have lost their lives due to floods, crazy people shooting up each other, people getting shot in churches. I mean, it's been so much negative stuff. So that, why don't the first day of the year with you guys just call in and people... You know, call in and say why they're thankful, why they're glad.
Well, why are you glad this morning? You tell us why you're glad.
Because you
this
sound
morning,
mad too.
you're mad at us.
No,
tell us why you're glad.
I'm not mad. I'm just excited about having life. My children are healthy.
There you go.
You know, I didn't lose my home. I have food. You know, I'm not homeless. You know, God loves me.
There you go.
There's so much to be. You know what? You guys are blessed. We're blessed.
There you go.
And there's so many reasons to acknowledge that. Especially, I'm not saying do it all the time, but at least this first day of you guys reporting back, have people call and tell them why they glad they made it through 2016.
And someone did call and say they got a raise.
And somebody called and said they got a baby. They had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, those are some reasons to be happy. But tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051.
Maybe today's your birthday. They ain't a balloon in sight at your job, okay?
Your coworkers suck, ye.
They sure do.
All right, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. We're back, we're live. Well, two of us are. Charlamagne is not here yet.
Charlamagne says he'll be back tomorrow. He decided to extend his vacation.
Right, and let us shout out to our newest family member, Chattanooga.
Did I say right?
Chattanooga. Chattanooga. Chattown number one for hip-hop and R&B, The Real 96.1. Good morning, guys. Welcome to the family. Now let's get into the rumors. Let's talk Soulja Boy versus Chris Brown.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, I need everybody to keep up because a lot happened with Soulja Boy this past couple of weeks.
Okay, let's go.
The most recent thing, though, was overnight. Soulja Boy and Chris Brown got into it. It all started because Soulja Boy put some heart emojis underneath a picture that Karrueche had posted on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Chris Brown didn't like that. Soulja Boy tweeted out, Chris Brown just called me and said he want to fight me because I like Karrueche's pictures on Instagram. This N-word a bitch. Then he said, hey, Chris Brown, pull up N-word. I'll knock your bitch ass out. Stop snorting so much coke. Fruits. Well, Chris Brown responded, and here's what he had to say.
Any that want to telegraph bullshit because they need a look, they broke. And number one, you a snitch. I ain't gonna do all that judge acting so you can write your report, officer, soldier. So I ain't gonna do all this talking. We gonna see. Street know that if you get arrested, you're on probation for a weapon or whatever, all that gang talking about, and you get out less than 24 hours later, you told. I know bitches that did longer jail time for DUIs. Is y'all here getting out after holding these water guns?
Jeesh.
All right, well, Soulja Boy, of course, then responded to Chris Brown. Here's what Soulja Boy said.
Hey, Chris Brown, you a looking. When I see you, I'm gonna beat the fuck out you. Looking. You think you hard because you hit Rihanna? Because you beat Rihanna up? The fuck wrong with you? Looking. You gonna call my phone on FaceTime. Oh, why you liking Karuchi pictures on Instagram, man? Why you liking Karuchi pictures on Instagram? When I see you, I'm gonna catch the fade. I'm gonna knock you out. I'm gonna run. It's Fruit Town, probably. You ain't even good in the hood. You got me fucked up, looking. Officer Soldier, what, bitch? I got caught with a Draco in the 30 clip, looking. And I spent that check for the best lawyers to get me out of jail. The ass, looking. I can have a shot before you see what the fuck on
goodness
my face,
looking.
And Karuchi don't want you, looking. Stop snorting so much coke.
Goodness gracious.
My, what a filthy little mouth on him. Now, all of this while Karuchi's minding her business on vacation, hanging out with her girls.
Sheesh.
All this drama pops off. Soulja Boy was very active, though, over the holidays.
He was.
This Vlad TV interview surfaced. And in this interview, he talks about a shooting that occurred. He shot somebody who tried to rob him. Somebody he knew, apparently.
Right.
Check it out.
I hop out. I start shooting. Bow, 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 bow. Shot his ass. Bow, 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 bow. All the niggas run out the door. They run out the door. This on the floor. Walk up to this take his mask off his head. Looked at it, saw who it was. I'm like, damn.
When you took the mask off, you knew who it was?
I knew who it was. Shot his ass again. Bow! Screaming. <and shit. laughs> Somebody coming up down. I open up the door again. I start shooting. Bow, bow. That's my nigga. His killer. He like, man, pass me the gun. I said, man, I ain't getting this.
All right.
Well.
Now, people probably didn't hear most of it because we had to dump because the guy in the back didn't take the curse out. Well, Soulja Boy is actually explaining what happened, and everybody made it a Soulja Boy challenge.
Yeah, so it turned into the Soulja Boy challenge. Joe Budden was one of the people that actually participated in this Soulja Boy challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Joe Budden.
Just the other day, I was in the shower, heard a noise, something was funny. 90 came busting through the door. I grabbed the burner that was under the sink. I just started letting it loose. I didn't even see, I didn't even care who was there. Bah, 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 bah. I caught two of them. They fall to the ground. They scream, oh my God, Joe Budden, yo, you wild. Other trying to dip around to the pool. I chased them to the back. 30 in the pool.
They sounds very dramatic.
Yes.
I start walking on the board. I'm like, bah, 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 bah,
and he's not the only one, Mike Epps.
Wait, hold up, ye. It's your birthday. I gotta hear you do a Soulja Boy challenge right now.
No.
No, you gotta do one. You gotta do a Soulja Boy challenge right now.
I actually did one when it first happened. Just me and my friends did it. But.
No, come on. You gotta do it right now. Come on. Stop the music.
No, we
it's
gotta,
your birthday. Come on.
We should film it and put it on.
Oh, do it right now. Angela Yee walks out. Pow, pow, pow.
By
she
the way,
Charlamagne.
Nothing for nothing. These are stories that Envy tells for real.
Yeah, so he's light skinned, but he's not dark skinned. So you hit Charlamagne.
Envy bow, really bow, tells bow, these bow. Stories.
Angela Yee jumps over the car.
Serious. Envy be like, so I got in my car, I left the club, and the guys came up to me, and they said, what's that on your neck? Is that a chain? And they tried to take my chain, and then I pulled my burner out. You know I'm not supposed to have a gun.
Right.
Then I started shooting, pow, pow, pow,
it wasn't pow, it wasn't pow. It was
you
bong,
say
bong,
pow.
Bong, 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 bong. Right?
Who are you, the
then
RZA?
They jumped out, and they started chasing me, so I ducked under the car. I got back up, I looked up, I seen him, I looked at his eyes, pow, 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 pow. He
and ducked. Then all along, turned out it was Nas, and I tried to give him a CD.
You know, forget you. You mixed all my stories up, man. Forget you. I hate you.
Well, Soulja Boy also did the Soulja Boy song, too, for the Soulja Boy Challenge, in case you're interested.
More?
I'm not going to lie. My girl, L'Oreal, says she loves this song.
All right, let's hear it.
Soulja Boy Challenge. Soulja Boy Challenge. Twin singer kicking in the front door. You know that I pulled at the Draco. Soulja Boy Challenge. Soulja Boy Challenge.
Oh, boy.
She was like, yo, it's kind of hot. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Bow! Bow, bow, bow!
Envy always got a story like this.
I don't know why stuff really happens
Charlamagne
to me,
may be having them stories, too. So then I walked out the studio, right? And two guys came up with the camera, asked for a drop.
Bow, bow! All right. We got rumors on the way. You know, we got front page news.
Yeah, sure. Let's talk about minimum wage because 19 states have raised the minimum wage today.
Okay, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, I know sports happened a couple days ago. The NFL football. And my Giants beat the Redskins. Congratulations to them. We are going to the playoffs next Sunday in Green Bay. I promised my son I would take him. I was hoping that the Giants would be playing maybe Seattle or maybe Atlanta, and they're playing Green Bay. It's going to be -4.
All right.
I went in my son's room. I'm like, you sure you want to go? He's like, let's go, Dad. So I will be in Green Bay next Sunday, and I'll probably be broadcasting from Milwaukee after that. So hopefully the Giants will win. And shout out to them Cowboys. They lost over the weekend, right? Philadelphia Eagles bust them down. Too bad, too sad. Now let's talk about minimum wage.
19 states are raising the minimum wage today. So that's great for a lot of people. The minimum wage will be increased in Alaska, mm-hmm. Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Hawaii, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Missouri, Montana, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, South Dakota, Vermont, and Washington. So they are starting off the year right. So they're going to increase minimum wage by a different amount in those different states. And sometimes even within those states, it'll be a different amount. So like New York State, for example, the minimum wage is going to be $11 in New York City, but $10 in the downstate suburbs and $9.70 in other places. And small businesses in the city will increase the wage to $10.50 for city employees. So it's different depending.
That's good.
Yeah, so in different states, sometimes it's different within even the state. But they are raising the minimum wage in 19 states.
Oh, that's great, because the cost of living is a lot higher. So that's great. People get more money. Now let's talk about this billionaire that just wants to give out some money.
Now, by request earlier, you wanted to hear some more positive stories.
Right.
And I thought this was a great story. A black billionaire, Robert Smith, is giving full scholarships to Chibok girls. Now, those are the girls who actually escaped from Boko Haram. A lot of them did. Mm-hmm. And he's pledging to help pay for the education of 24 girls from that region in Nigeria, of the girls who escaped Boko Haram last year.
Mm-hmm.
And scholarships are going to help these girls after a very traumatic ordeal that they had. And they will be admitted through negotiation at American University of Nigeria. And he's going to pay for the entire bill of these girls' tuitions.
That's dope.
All right. And anything related to those, anything is just from $5,000 to $11,000 a year. Accommodations, feeding them, other related expenses. And he has offered to pay for the education of the 21 released through negotiations. He's going to take responsibility for all the others who will be sent, who will be set free eventually.
What's hopefully. His name again?
His name is Robert Smith. He's a black billionaire tech investor.
Nice. Give him a round of applause again, man. That's nice.
He's quiet.
That's dope. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, now, if you heard Angela Yee's rumor, she talked about Soulja Boy and the Soulja Boy Challenge. Now, if you don't know what the Soulja Boy Challenge is, let's play a clip of it. He was doing an interview on Vlad TV, and he was talking about the time where they tried to rob him and possibly kill him. Let's play it.
I hopped out. I started shooting. Bow, 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 bow. Shot his ass. Bow, 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 bow. All the run out the door. They run out the door.
All right. You can stop right there. So basically, he talks about pow, pow, pow. Like, I walk into the studio today. There was somebody outside. He looked at me funny.
And by the way, I just want to say one thing. A lot of people didn't believe Soulja Boy's story. They thought he was embellishing.
No, it was true.
But it is true
because,
that
was a true story.
You know, the guy, Droop, that he actually shot, responded, in case you guys didn't see this interview.
He did?
Vlad also, here's what he said.
Okay, so you slapped him open hand, and then he pulled out his gun?
That's exactly what he did. I said, what you gonna do with that? So I slapped him again.
And then after you slapped him again, he let off?
That's when he let off. That's when I got hit right here, in the front of my thigh. I got hit right here on my arm. I got hit right here on my waist. I got right here on the front of my thigh. Then I got two in my ass.
Five times, you didn't shot five times. So every bullet he shot, he hit you with?
Nah, he let off 16. Yeah, he emptied the whole clip.
Wow, well, 800-585-1051. We want you to do the Soulja Boy Challenge. Call us up right now, live on air. 800-585-1051. Not for nothing. If somebody slapped me twice, I got it. You know. And you bigger than me, too?
You can't have a gun.
You bigger than me? Pow, pow, pow. You slapped me once. Pow. Slapped me twice. Pow, 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 pow.
You got to do it softer than that.
You slapped me once. Pow. I fall on the floor. Pow.
Okay, forget it.
All right, well, 800-585-1051.
I know you can do the Soulja Boy Challenge better than DJ MV.
Call us up right now. Do the Soulja Boy Challenge. AMV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you were listening earlier, Angela Yee reported Soulja Boy and this new Soulja Boy challenge.
Right. And the reason it wasn't that big a deal to me is because I hear Envy and Charlamagne tell stories like this every single day.
But what happened was Soulja Boy was getting robbed and he was getting slapped. He pulled his gun out and started shooting. So he explained the story. It was like, this guy runs up on me. Pow! I shoot him in the face.
It was very dramatic.
Pow, 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 pow! I shoot him in the knee. Pow! I shoot him in the pinky toe. Pow! I die. Like, it was that kind of story. So it is your birthday, Angela Yee.
I did, man. I did my DJ Envy impression.
Now, let me hear you do your Soulja Boy challenge. Go.
All right, let me see. I'm going to tell the story that Envy always tells about a rapper. And this is how Envy starts the story off. So, you know, I was walking down the block. It was raining. It was cold out.
My voice ain't that light, but go ahead.
It is that light. And I walked up to Nas. I seen him on the street. So I reached into my jacket. When I reached into my jacket, he saw I was reaching into my jacket. So then I had to pull out a gun, and I started shooting. Pow, pow, pow. But none of the bullets that I shot hit Nas. And so I tried to take my CD and throw it at him, but he ducked and swerved out of the way. It was like the Matrix. So then I went and grabbed my CD off the ground, and then he stepped on my head, and he smushed my head into the ground.
You know, forget it. Let's go to the phone lines, man. I hate you. Hello, who's this?
This is Melissa from Georgia.
Hey, Melissa, let me hear your best Soulja Boy challenge. Go.
Okay, so me and my girls, we're getting ready for the club. We leave outside the house. She's seeing this car passing by. One of my girls is like, man, they look like little chicks from the other night. So all my girls turn around and like, you know what? Bow, 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 bow.
Oh, man.
Wow, you just said it. That's busting it. Up that,
that
fast?
Was it. That was it. Okay. All right, that was a quick one. Hello, who's this?
Shy from Brooklyn.
Oh, boy. All right, let me hear your best Soulja Boy challenge.
Yeah, so I'm in the EBT office. Yeah. And they got me tight, so I whipped out my EBT card and I threw it at her like, yo, where my stamps at? She got mad because I got mad. And we both got mad. Long story short, we both end up going to the grocery store. I maxed out, and that was it.
There were no gunshots?
No gunshots. Just a whole lot of food rapping.
We need a whole pow pow. Get out of here. We needed some pow pows.
Pow,
hello,
pow.
Who's this?
Envy, you get pow,
yo,
pow.
Yo, man, this is from the Brick City.
Oh,
goody bad gang. Now, let me hear your Soulja Boy challenge.
Oh, man, this happened over the summer, man. I was in Target with my wife and my kids. You know, I'm pushing the stroller, and we, you know, looking for baby clothes. And I was in the, you know, the kids department, and I happened to see Charlamagne, and he was looking at a small white tee. And I was like, hey, Charlamagne, it's D from the Brick City, man. He said, oh, no, D. And I swear, he started running off through Charlamagne and, you know, through Target. And I was chasing him while I was pushing the stroller, man. He would not stop, man. I said, I'm not going to do nothing to you, bruh. I didn't realize you were so small, man.
This sounds like a real story.
Yeah, that sounds like a real story. That don't sound like a Soulja Boy challenge. Hello, who's this?
It's Shug. Let me tell you this story right now. About me, I was riding a bike. So a car had hit me off my bike. I look in the car, I wound up knowing the dude. So the dude pulls off. I'm like, all right, he ain't gonna stop and say he's bad or not. So I start banging at the car. Pow, 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 pow. My homeboy come from the side banging up the car. Pow, pow. They shooting out the car. Pow, pow. By the time I hit the car with the last shot, pow, window, tire, phone. It hit the curb, ran up on the curb, swerved out of control. Crashed up. We ran up on the car and said, yo, you know me, man. Pow, pow, pow. Let him have it a couple more times.
Damn, where you from?
If you look.
Oh, that's a real story,
there,
bro.
We go. I'm
falling. That was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're asking you to do your best Soulja Boy challenge. Now, if you haven't heard in the rumors, an old interview surfaced with Soulja Boy, right, Yee?
Well, it was Soulja Boy telling a story on Vlad TV about a robbery that happened where he actually shot at somebody.
Let's play the
shot
clip.
Shot somebody, really.
All right, now we want you to do your best Soulja Boy challenge. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Casey.
Where you calling from, bro?
I'm in Michigan.
All right, let me hear your best Soulja Boy challenge.
So, I was in my bedroom, right? And I see crying by my window. I said, who in the world is this? So, I got my pistol ready. I'm about to ready to shoot him. But first, I said my altitude because I was ready. I'm about to ready to shoot him. I shoot him. Boom, 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 boom. Somebody playing with them. I said, dog, I'll put you in the coffin. All right, take it easy. Then after that, I'm going to shoot him right there in the face. shit right there in the torso. I'm like, go do that, do that. It can look like se la comera.
What?
It look like weird. I told him I ain't playing with him. Because Kesey don't play that.
Okay, all right.
Why was that took a turn. I thought it was going to be incredible the way he's out of breath.
No, why was he breathing so hard? Hello, who's this?
It's Champ.
Hey, Champ, we want you to do your best Soulja Boy challenge right now.
You want me to do my best Soulja Boy challenge?
Yes.
I'm going to try my best, but I got you one.
Uh-oh.
I got to do it right now?
Yeah.
When are you going to do it?
All right, so I was at work, right? And I was driving a tractor.
I need you to be a little bit more enthusiastic, but... So I was at work. I need you to be like this. So I was at work, right?
All right. So I was at work, right? And I was driving my truck. So my boss pulled up beside me, and he was looking at me like all crazy in the eyes. And so I didn't really know what was going on. So I was looking back at him and stuff like, you know what I'm saying? What you got to talk to me, say, you know what I'm saying? You know, trying to fight me or something. So, you know what I'm saying? I stopped my truck. I put it in park. I kind of jumped it a little bit. I was trying to see what was going on. I was kind of mad.
All right.
So he got
get
out.
Get to shooting.
He got out. So, you know what I'm saying? I pulled the tech out of the back. You know what I'm saying? I thought, that. You know what I'm saying? Hit him in the thigh.
What kind of gun was that? Bap.
So I hit him in the thigh. The groin, you know what I'm saying? So he failed, you know what I'm saying? So I stand over him, looking in the eyes. He was looking all scared, like he was spooked or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Hit him in the chest, he said, bap. You know what I'm saying? So I got back in the trailer. Pulled out.
Word.
So I bet Lone came, you know what I'm saying? So I bet Lone came. So the big boss done came up.
All right, this story's in too long.
This too long. All right, this too long. All right. How many times you shot him? Hello, who's this?
This is Harito from Staten Island.
What's up, bro? We want you to do that Soulja Boy challenge this morning.
I got a great one for you.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
Please, because these have been kind of weak.
So now I'm saying, so Friday I came into work and
No cursing.
Oh, my bad.
Well, Soulja Boy would have cursed.
I wanted my check. So I went to my boss. I'm like, yo, what's up? Can I get my check? He's like, nah. I'm saying it was back order. So I said, what? Bop, 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 bop. Started shooting the whole office up. Bop, bop, bop. The lady on the floor over there. I'm like, yo, where you think you going? Bow, bow. Shot him up. I'm saying, so I walked over, realized my check was on the floor. Bow, bow. Started shooting that thing. Moving too much.
You shoot at the check.
You shot at the check?
Bow, bow. But then I walked back out. I'm like, damn. Oh, my bad. I'm like, I think I forgot something. Went back in to go get my check. See my boss on the floor crawling. Bow, bow, bow. Shot him again. Then I got sorry for him. I picked him up and brought him to the hospital.
At least you showed a little compassion. He brought his boss to the hospital.
Okay, that's nice.
Hello, who's this?
It's Beyonce calling out of Norfolk.
Norfolk, Virginia. All right, let's do the Soulja Boy challenge.
Hey, man, look. Check this out. This happened when I was about 14 years old.
So this is a true story.
It's a true story.
Okay, let's hear it. I love this.
I was about 14 years old. I was supposed to be in the house about 10 o'clock. 12 o'clock hit. As soon as I walked through the door, my mom was sitting right there with the belt. It happened in slow motion. She get up. The belt come. And so I had a big coat on. I threw the coat up, slow motion, trying to throw it over her face so she couldn't see me. Woo. But she on my tail, chasing me. I can feel her on my back of my legs. Pah, pah. I'm trying to get out of it, man. It went down in there, man.
Damn it, man.
All right, that's a good true story. Those are the best stories.
Damn it, man.
Those are the best when you have real true stories.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you mine.
I felt his pain.
I came to work today, right?
Oh, God.
I seen somebody in the corner, right? It was the cameraman. He was white. He had a Donald Trump t-shirt on.
He was white.
No, let me stop. All Becky with the good hair. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne will be back tomorrow. And today is Angela Yee's birthday. Give Angela Yee a round of applause.
Yay, it's my birthday.
Now, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk J-Lo and Drake.
Listen up. It's
just in. All the gossip. The rumor report. Gossip. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, according to Page Six, an insider has told them that the romance between Drake and Jennifer Lopez is all just a marketing ploy because they have some new music coming together. The person said this relationship is fake. It's a publicity stunt to publicize their record. If Jennifer and Drake were really dating, they'd be way more private about it. So she did spend New Year's with him after her sources, the people around her, were saying that she was going to spend some time at home. She had a new house, so on and so forth. But then she ended up spending New Year's with Drake.
I mean, it sounds like it started off as a song, but that guy Drake is a romantic guy, man.
MV. What did he do to you?
Not that I would know.
He sent you bottles too?
No, not that I would know, but I mean, he's...
He said, man, that guy Drake is a romantic guy.
He caught Rihanna. He catches a lot of girls out there.
Caught her.
He likes to wine and dine women, so I can see her falling for him. And, yeah.
Would you fall for him if he wined and dined you?
I don't know.
All right, well, I guess we'll see what's happening next.
Maybe
J-Lo
if he
did
buys
tweet
me
about
a Ferrari like 21 Savage, maybe.
Okay.
I'm just joking. Go ahead, continue. I'm just joking.
Envy.
People take things serious. I'm joking!
No, I believe you. You can be bought. Serena Williams is engaged. Congratulations to her. She's engaged to the co-founder of Reddit. I had no idea that she was even dating this guy.
I thought she was with Common.
You know how long ago they broke up, Envy? Come on, stop it. It's years ago.
I thought they were still flirting back and forth.
They're friends with each other, as Common has said on many occasions. But
Common says everybody's his friend.
You sound like a jealous little girl this morning. What is wrong with
you? Okay, sorry.
You can't have everyone, Envy.
All right.
So Serena first announced the news herself. She did a Reddit post, of course. She said, I came home a little late. Someone had a bag packed for me and a carriage awaited. And then she said, destination Rome to escort me to my very own charming back to where our stars first collided. And now it was full circle at the same table we first met by chance. This time he made it not by chance, but by choice. Down on one knee, he said 4 words and I said yes.
Oh, that's romantic.
And then he posted the engagement on his Facebook page and he put, she said yes. So they've been actually dating since last year.
Aww.
Well, fall of 2015, and they've kind of kept things out of the spotlight. So everyone was caught off guard, but yes, she's engaged. So congratulations to Serena for finding her love.
All right.
All right, and some people haven't found love. Cordell Stewart is threatening legal action
against Portia Williams.
He's a former NFL player that was dating Portia Williams from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay.
And then there were all these gay accusations about him, remember?
Oh dear.
Right, and so now he's saying that Portia had something to do with leaking that footage of him, and she's saying that he leaked it himself. Well, here's what Cordell has to say.
Yeah, that was me in the video, but that was for the girl I was dating at the time, and she ended up getting her phone stolen.
You didn't give anybody permission to release this video, Cordell. This is not something that you wanted out on the internet for everybody in the world to see.
This was given to the girl I was dating, the lady I was talking to. Her phone was stolen.
Right. The narrative, at least that I saw, was this is Cordell sending a video to another man. How do you respond to that?
It's bullshit.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Okay.
So he was dancing for another man naked?
You saw it?
No.
Clearly you did.
No, I didn't see it. I don't know. I was guessing.
You're very suspicious this morning.
You know what? Willa, shut up.
Was that supposed to be for you?
Shut up.
All right, and speaking of sex tapes, Orlando Brown actually put out a snippet of his own sex tape. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see that, but he posted it and then took it down pretty quickly. I don't know why
What is going on in his world?
Yes, Orlando from That's So Raven. I'm going to show it to you if you haven't had a chance. I know you
No, I don't
want to
see it. I'll pass.
All right. What are you saying, producer now?
I don't know.
There's a lot of people that got raises in here.
That's right.
Promotions.
That's why things sounds effed up. But we'll get it together.
You know what I wanted to ask you? Usher posted a picture of his wife's...
rear ass.
Yes, mm-hmm. On Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And people were upset about it. What did you think? As somebody that's married and...
I mean, that's his wife's ass. He can post a picture of it if she's cool with it. I mean, I wouldn't have posted a picture of my wife's naked ass, maybe. Well, my wife does have a dope ass, but nah, I wouldn't naked. Not no naked ass. I mean, in a thong bikini or in a bikini, but eh.
What if you just thought it was an incredible picture, an incredible moment? You guys were having some champagne.
I'm not mad at him. Hey, he like it. I love it. That's his wife. She's cool with it. He's cool with it. Hey, I mean, they took that picture down fast as hell, though.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed one.
So like a donkey? Yee-haw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
That's right, Charlamagne is not here, so we're opening up the phone lines for you to give Donkey Today to whoever you want, your mama, your daddy, your baby daddy. You can give it to Charlamagne.
Maybe you
want
to give it to your coworkers.
Or your coworkers.
Not a balloon in sight for my birthday.
Well, happy birthday. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
I want to give Donkey Today to my baby daddy, Del Monte.
Uh-oh.
what'd he do?
He ain't calling my baby on her birthday, nor call her for Christmas.
Wow, how old's your baby?
She just turned one.
Okay, come on now. You know what?
So still, come on.
Now. Didn't come to the birthday party. Didn't do nothing.
That's his child.
Not coming to the birthday party. All right, but he ain't gonna call. You just wanted to talk to him.
No, I don't want to talk to the 1 year old. Trust me, baby. I got plenty of booze out here. Mm-hmm. I don't need him. Mm-hmm. He could have called his daughter though.
You're right. He should have came and visited his daughter.
He definitely timed something. Come on now, y'all know better.
All right, thank you, Mama.
All right, bye bye.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is KG from Boston.
Hey, KG, what's up, bro?
How's it going? So I want to give the Donald Trump today.
To who?
Donald Trump.
Okay.
President-elect.
That's
okay,
it?
Okay, we're listening.
Nothing more, nothing less.
All right, the reason why I want to give him donkey today is because, you know what I mean, just like a brain surgeon, you want your brain surgeon to be, you know, extra qualified for the position. And right. Then you have a donkey like Donald Trump trying to run for president and run the most powerful country of the world into the ground. I definitely think you deserve donkey today.
All right, you're a couple of months too late, but all right, we'll take it. Hello, who's this?
Man, this Mr. Jin, man. I'm calling from Miami, man.
Oh, boy, you sound like you're
my donkey of the day, man.
Oh, no, you're Caribbean. Who you gonna give donkey today to?
Man, listen, man. You know Charlamagne, that's my boy, man. I don't know why he's not at the radio, man. That's, man, he's a big donkey with a full stomach, man.
Okay.
You Haitian?
I didn't know that, bro.
Sac passé.
Man, we bullying, man. We laugh, man.
Ah, okay.
You are why?
No, me. Just ask. I don't want some griot.
Oh, man, you know what, man? You know, man, you must be Haitian too, man.
You just digress some donkey of the day to talk about yourself.
That's right. All right. Thank you, bro.
How do I
say goodbye in Haitian?
In Haitian?
Bye.
That's not a language.
What language is it?
Yo.
Hello. Who's this?
This old boy Tweez, man. I'm calling out of Newport News.
Hey, who you want to give donkey today to?
Man, I got to give it to Soulja Boy again, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Tell us why.
Man, he calling out everybody. Like, Chris Breezy ain't got nothing to do with it. Chris Breezy probably didn't even call him. He just want to stay relevant.
Well, Chris Brown did put up a video, and he just recently put up another video with a whole bunch of...
Oh, yeah, I've seen him with the real Pyrus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So Soulja Boy just need to chill out with somebody really getting that Soulja Boy treatment.
And not for nothing. I like Soulja Boy. He's cool with me. But I think Chris Brown will whoop his ass.
Yeah. That Draco ain't going to help him in that situation. Mm. He ain't going to get to it quick enough.
All right, bro. Thank you.
All right.
That was Donkey of the Day. Of course, Charlamagne is not here. He will be back tomorrow. So we open up the phone lines and let you do Donkey today. Now, in the rumors, you reported Drake and J-Lo.
Right.
So we want to open up the phone line. 800-585-1051. Who benefits the most, Drake or J-Lo in that relationship?
Yeah, we were debating over this one.
Because, you know, J-Lo kind of needs the younger crowd.
But J-Lo
Drake
is still
the younger crowd.
J-Lo. Like, that's a lot of people's fantasy.
All right, we'll talk about it when we come back. Drake, J-Lo, who benefits the most? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Khaled, Do You Mind? Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Angela, you reported a story about Drake and J-Lo. Tell the people,
Yes, according to Page Six, a source is saying that this whole thing is a publicity stunt for some new music that Drake and J-Lo are working on together, and they're not really dating.
Now, I believe that, but Drake is a romantic guy, and I feel like that's what he does. He will wine and dine you.
You sound bitter.
No, I'm not bitter.
What did he do to you? Did he just wine and dine you and leave you?
No, I'm happy for him, but that's what he does. I think that's what he'll do.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's into J-Lo right now. He gets into his women. There's nothing wrong with that.
So you think this is more of a win for who?
I think this is a win for, let me see.
Who's benefiting the most?
This is a win for J-Lo because J-Lo is kind of getting the younger crowd and getting Drake's crowd. But everybody knows J-Lo. But it is a win. But now, no, I don't know if everybody loves her music. But it is a win for Drake because J-Lo is one of the GOATs.
Okay, so who benefits more?
I gotta go J-Lo.
Okay, she benefits more.
She benefits more. What do you think?
I say Drake benefits more. At the end of the day, that is J-Lo. That is Jennifer Lopez. People love J-Lo and will never have the opportunity to be next to her. And now Drake got the opportunity. So we look at him like, wow, okay, we see you, Drake, putting it down.
But that's another one on his hit list. You think about it. You got Riri. You got, what was it? Was it Venus or Serena?
Serena.
It was Serena. So he has a good catalog.
J-Lo has a good catalog.
Who?
She was with Diddy. She was married to Ben Affleck, or engaged, right?
Right.
That's a good one.
But she also has Casper
Mark
Smart.
Mark Anthony.
Casper Smart.
Mark. Okay.
Casper Smart, you got to subtract two
Drake
people from Casper Smart.
Drake has some duds on his list, too.
Name one. Name one of Drake's duds.
I probably couldn't, because I don't know them.
No. All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Twin calling out of Philly, man.
Twin, what's up, bro? We're talking J-Lo and Drake. Who benefits more from that relationship?
I'm going to definitely say Drake, just because he's smashing that vintage vagina.
You daughter that one, huh? Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Stylik.
Stylik, okay. Who wins in the relationship? Who benefits more, Drake or J-Lo?
J-Lo definitely benefits. Her music career is washed, and she needs a hit. Everybody knows Drake only down because she a pro with a fat back.
Well, she does need a hit, and Drake can provide those hits, but Drake is still smashing, and that is a vintage. That
but
is a
J-Lo,
goat.
We don't know that he's smashing, number one.
That's true.
We know
true.
We saw some pictures of them out together in public.
That's true.
So we don't know what's going on behind closed doors, because y'all are saying this could be fake anyway.
That's true.
So, hey.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Tamika, represented from New York.
Hey, Tamika from
Queens,
NY.
Queens, New York.
Queens, who part of Queens?
I'm from Jamaica area, St. Albans, all that.
Okay, cool. All right, north
let's
side.
Look at this net worth, though.
All right, now we're asking Jake. I keep saying Jake and J-Lo.
So their name is Drake, Jake. That's their couple name.
Drake and J-Lo. Who benefits the most in that situation?
I think J-Lo benefits the most.
Why?
Because, I mean, Drake is hip right now, and he has all the younger crowd. And I think J-Lo is trying to, like, cross over, trying to get a younger crowd.
Okay.
I'm just looking at net worths, though. Now, how much do you think Drake is worth right now?
I don't know. 20 million? 30 million?
It says here that he's worth $101 million.
I was way off.
What about J-Lo?
She's worth about 200.
300 million.
So, but once you start getting into 100 million, it really don't matter after
it's
that.
It's all the same.
It's all the same after 100 million. That was Black Beatles, Ray Shermer. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us in the rumors, Angela Yee reported Drake and J-Lo, they may be a thing. They may be a couple.
Or it could just be for publicity because they worked on some music together.
Nah, Drake's been at all of her shows. They spent New Year's with each other.
Maybe they're cool with each other. They like each other's company.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're asking if they are in a relationship, who benefits the most? Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hey, we're talking Drake and J-Lo. If they're in a relationship, who benefits the most?
Definitely J-Lo.
Why?
Because the simple fact that, I mean, she's not old, but she's been in the game for a while. You know, she fell out. But Drake, you know, he's popping. And, I mean, of course, he's going to bring her back.
I don't feel like J-Lo ever really fell off.
Well, she doesn't have any records on radio
maybe
like music, it was before.
Maybe musically.
Yeah, musically.
But in other aspects, she still is very
aspects
relevant.
Ass. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Ducky from the Bronx.
Ducky from the Bronx. We're talking J-Lo and Drake. Who benefits the most from that relationship?
I mean, it's obvious J-Lo benefits more. You know, her 40-year-old, whatever, bucking and a half, looking at, it's a dub, my man. She's like irrelevant. Drake has been on top of the conversation for the past 5 years now.
All right, watch your mouth. She's not irrelevant. J-Lo is definitely not irrelevant. She has TV shows.
I mean, she's irrelevant as far as publicity goes, as far as, you know, being relevant in the sense of making music.
Right,
well, it's giving Drake, now let's be clear, this is giving Drake a lot of publicity, though, him running around with J-Lo.
But Drake is publicity for every girl he runs around with.
It's been a huge deal, but not like J-Lo.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Hello, who's this?
What's up? This is John Doe from Jersey.
John Doe, we're talking Drake and J-Lo. Now, they're allegedly in a relationship. Who benefits the most out of this relationship?
J-Lo, by far.
Why? Wow. Explain. Talk to us. Why?
I mean, she's been out of the game for a little bit. Drake, he's definitely doing his thing right now. He's very relevant. So, I mean, he's definitely pushing her back out there for the youngins that don't really know who J-Lo is, the original Big Booty.
Okay. All right. Thank you, bro.
And, yeah, I'm going to see you at the cave again next time you're there.
Okay. We'll be there this Wednesday.
All right. Be there.
Sheesh.
All
right.
I don't know if that was a threat or he was saying he wants to party with me.
No, he wants to party with you.
Okay. Okay. All right, well, I think the people are right. I think J-Lo does benefit most. She is not relevant musically, and I think Drake will bring her back. And
I don't know.
Drake
this makes
just,
like Drake look like a real, you know, Casanova player type of dude, though.
He looked like that it's when he was J-Lo. Knocking off Rihanna.
I mean, listen, Rihanna
kind of... Serena Williams.
I feel like Rihanna, they were never like a couple. They didn't spend New Year's together like that.
We don't know what they did with each other.
I don't know. I mean, listen, it's still J-Lo at the end of the day. If you ask me, that's still J-Lo.
Okay. MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Mariah Carey.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Now, I'm sure we all saw Mariah Carey performing for New Year's Eve,
that's
right,
what you on live call it? TV. You want to call that a performance?
What happened? So, I want to see what you think happened. Because according to Mariah Carey and her team, they believe that she was sabotaged, that her performance was sabotaged to get big ratings. She says that she and her team told production that her earpiece wasn't working.
Right.
But they told her that it would be fine when she got on stage and when she performed, and that earpiece was not fine. Now, they're saying that after the performance, people were screaming about the malfunction. One production person even said, I don't care that her ears didn't work. She could have just winged it. So
I believe she could have winged it, too. She is a professional. She should have did something. It just looks so bad. But I do believe it was a malfunction. Maybe her earpiece didn't work, but she should have winged it. I mean, she just looked on stage, just looked stupid.
Well, according to Mariah's people, they're saying at one point her mic pack wasn't even working. The battery was dead. They changed packs. Mariah was a little bit concerned and worried. Her and her team were complaining repeatedly, but nothing was done. And they're saying the prompter wasn't working, and the prompter has the lyrics where they go, the lyrics for the song happen at the same time as the stage cues, and that's when Mariah just ripped out her earpiece. She was frustrated. She was trying to rip out her earpiece so she could hear, but the crowd was so loud that she couldn't hear anything.
Mm.
So that's why she just, I guess, gave up. Now, according to Dick Clark Productions, they're saying that there was no sabotage. That whole thing is silly. She didn't do a sound check. She had to stand and do that sound check instead. There were 8 monitors on stage with the sound. So even if she didn't have that earpiece working, she should have been able to hear everything just fine. And they said that she also changed her story. Initially, she was saying the track was wrong, but they're saying that her camp had everything. And
that's another thing. Her camp should have been better with this. I mean, she is Mariah Carey. They should have made sure everything worked before she touched that stage. And if it didn't, she shouldn't have got on that stage, even if it was live television. Look, if my issue ain't working, I'm not getting out there embarrassing myself like I did.
Right. So, you know, I don't listen. We have no idea exactly what for real happened. We
right.
just know it looked a mess and it was a lot of memes.
It was all bad.
Created from that. So, all right. And let's talk about Rosie O'Donnell. She was saying... she was talking about Donald Trump. We all know that she can't stand Donald Trump, right? At this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she is now saying that we have to do something before Donald Trump is sworn in. I don't know.
What do you mean, do something? Do something like what?
I don't know. It sounded very, what's the word I'm looking for?
What?
It sounded a little bit malicious. She said less than 3
like
weeks
threatening?
To stop him, America. So she doesn't explain what she means when she says that, but she just wants us to stop him some way, somehow.
The IRS gonna get her ass.
The IRS?
Everybody against that Donald Trump could control the IRS when she goes to the airport. Everybody that works for the government is gonna get her ass.
And the last thing I wanted to bring up is A&E did cancel that show about the Ku Klux Klan. They were doing a docuseries about the Ku Klux Klan. It was mm-hmm. called Generation KKK. It was supposed to actually start airing this month. They actually were trying to come up here, the producers.
The KKK people?
No, the producers for that show. And it was very controversial. People are like, why are we trying to put this on television? So that show ended up getting canceled. Well, some of the KKK leaders are saying that they were paid hundreds of dollars in cash every day of filming. They wanted to distort the facts of their lives to fit with the documentary and the narrative they were trying to show. So now they're trying to say they were betrayed by the producers. They were paid for their services. The production team paid for all of this stuff, including these equipments and materials to make wooden crosses and Nazi swastikas. So, mm-hmm. yeah. But I'm glad they're not showing that on television.
That show should have been on air. There's no way that show should have been on television.
That's somebody I don't feel like. You know how we were arguing about this earlier? Should you sit down and discuss things with people and try to change their mind? I can't imagine myself ever sitting down and trying to discuss...
With a KKK member, not at all.
Anything with the Ku Klux Klan.
The only way I would watch that is if we were whooping their ass. That would be a good movie.
I wouldn't want to give them anything on television. People were complaining they were getting paid. They were saying they didn't pay them mm-hmm. anything, but then it turns out they were getting some cash.
Okay. Now, you know what I meant to ask you?
Nope.
I heard rumors Kanye West was going to be performing at Trump's inauguration. Is that true?
I don't know anything about that. I haven't heard any confirmation.
Okay.
I hope not.
All right. I hope not, too. Okay.